Gildan Media, a division of Recorded Books, presents Your Next Level Life, 7 Rules of Power, Confidence, and Opportunity for Black Women in America, by Karen Arrington, narrated by L. Malaika Cooper. Foreword. The year was 1977 when I first met Karen at the University of Maryland, College Park. She and I had decided to pledge the sisterhood of Zeta Phi Beta that fall. She was Line Sister 1 and I was Line Sister 2. When I tell you it was friendship, love at first sight, please believe me. We made an instant connection fueled by our wit, stubbornness, and insatiable sense of humor. You see, Karen was very comfortable with the pledge process, as her older brother was a Phi Beta Sigma man and went to the same college. I, on the other hand, knew very little about how and why being a part of this sisterhood could go on to shape the rest of my life. Karen was also the daughter of the mayor of Seat Pleasant, Maryland. She came from a prominent family where both of her parents were high achievers and expected the same from their children. As Karen's friend, I had no choice but to adopt those same high expectations and try dearly to keep up with them. Truth be told, this was the foundation that carried me through to graduation when many of our freshman friends dropped out of college and went home early. Before either of us really could define what going to the next level meant, Karen was already taking me there. Soon after graduation, Karen and I went in different directions. Her entrepreneurial route started with creating the Miss Black USA pageant, an institution that is determined to, in Karen's words, help Black women to claim their power, redefine their destinies, and defy expectations. Karen went on to create her own women's leadership coaching, consulting, and luxury travel company, where she continues to teach, groom, inspire, and support all who come into contact with her passion and brilliance. As for me, I was determined to kick down doors to the boardrooms of corporate America and started my professional career in the pharmaceutical industry. 12 years there, followed by 25 years in tourism marketing, enabled me to do my next level work as an advocate, educator, mentor, and more importantly, hiring vice president at one of the world's greatest family destinations on earth. This was my calling. Breaking into tourism as a Black woman executive was not without its obstacles, but the rewards, inroads, and insights that I got to share with others made everything worthwhile. After nearly 30 years had passed since Karen and I had last seen each other, I woke up one day and realized I could seriously use a vacation. I needed to refuel my tank and spend time with my sisters. I booked Karen's next level Bali retreat. I was hoping for a rejuvenating getaway, but I got so much more. Before the trip even began, Karen and I reconnected by phone, and we talked forever and ever about everything that had happened since our college days and all that we had been through. Next came the long-ass plane ride to Indonesia, long but so worth it, and then a week of tropical bliss. Karen and I kept staring at each other in disbelief. In some ways, it felt like centuries since our last meeting. In other ways, it felt like barely a minute had passed. Throughout that retreat, we shared our thoughts, constitutions, wit, senses of humor, willpower, words of wisdom, and joy of life with each other. We connected and reconfirmed that we can always go to another level in how deeply we care, share, and motivate. It was really overwhelming at times to be halfway around the world with my dear friend, riding elephants, eating Balinese food, praying in temples, fighting off monkeys, and worshiping in the sun. We both were in total agreement that you cannot give enough, because giving with a pure intention always comes back threefold. There are many different definitions and ways to get to the next level in life, love, business, and relationships. You are well on your way by listening to this book. Karen is beautiful, unassuming, highly intelligent, and well-traveled. She is absolutely the best person to take us all to the next level. She has already influenced my life in so many ways. Now it's your turn to receive some of Karen's visionary magic. Enjoy this book. Listen closely. Take notes. Let Karen take you by the hand and lead you into possibilities you hadn't even considered for yourself. Know that everything is possible. And wherever you are right now, know that there is always room to grow, to rise, to step into that next level life. There is always another level. And now it's time to find yours. Cheryl Taylor, Vice President of Visit Orlando. Introduction. My name is Karen Arrington. I was born 3 years before Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. I was there, a little girl with chubby toddler cheeks, standing next to my parents, while Dr. King spoke those historic words. I was too young to fully grasp the immensity of what was happening that day, but on some level I know it impacted me. The words sank into my bones. Seeds were planted. Because for as long as I can remember, I have dreamed of a better world, a world of opportunity and limitless possibility. At age 15, I led a protest to change the name of my middle school. Several years later, the county school board approved a petition to change the name from Roger B. Taney Jr. High School to Thurgood Marshall Middle School. A few years later, as a college student, I found my voice in the literary pages of works about African American sheroes like Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman. Their stories ignited a spark that I couldn't rid myself of, to be a voice for the silenced, disenfranchised, and unheard women of color. As I read aloud Sojourner Truth's anti-slavery speech, Ain't I a Woman, delivered in 1851 at the Women's Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, it felt like a torch had been passed down to me, a whisper from my ancestors saying, "Yes, girl. Yes, you have been called to be a voice for women of color. Empower yourself. Empower your sisters. Help them reach their wildest dreams." And so, the seeds were planted and watered. I embraced my calling, a calling that has led me to many different projects over the course of my life and career. In 1986, I founded the Miss Black USA pageant, the nation's first scholarship pageant for African American women, awarding over 500,000 in scholarships. I went on to co-found Diabetes Awareness Day in the Gambia, West Africa. I was appointed as a goodwill ambassador to the countries of the Gambia and Sierra Leone. I've mentored over 1,000 young women, helping women to secure college scholarships, grants, and life-changing media and job opportunities. While my work has taken many forms over the years, my goal is always the same: to help Black women claim their power, redefine their destinies, and defy expectations. We are living in a pivotal moment. For the first time in history, we've had an African-American First Lady, a Black woman on the top of Forbes' Richest Women in Entertainment list, and sisters in positions of prestige and power at organizations like Xerox, Care USA, Microsoft, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the World Bank. So many victories, so much to celebrate, and yet there's still so much work to be done. It's time to redefine what it means to be a courageous, compassionate, and confident Black woman today. We've got obstacles to overcome, stereotypes to smash, and trauma to release. No question about it. The road forward won't be easy, but it will be worth it. So my question for you is, how big do you want to live? It's time to dream bigger, think bigger, and live bigger. It's time to rise into what I call your next level life. What is a next level life? It means different things for different women. For you, hitting that next level might mean doubling or tripling your salary. It might mean buying a house for yourself or a house for your parents. It might mean seeing your face on the cover of a magazine. It might mean contributing $1,000 or $1 million to a cause that you love. It might mean booking a trip to Dubai, securing a grant so you can take a 3-month sabbatical and write your first book, or completing your BA, MA, or PhD. It might be a feeling in your gut, a feeling of worthiness and power. With this book, I want to help you clarify what your next level life looks and feels like and how to create it. I hope you will feel a spark igniting inside of you, the same spark that compelled me to protest at my high school, start the Miss Black USA pageant, and write this book. The spark that burns with optimism and possibility and says, it's time to live bigger and light the way for other women too. Your next level life begins now. Rule number one, identify your superpowers. You were born with priceless gifts. You might have a natural knack for singing, teaching, making people laugh, or inspiring a community to take action. Find your superpowers, own them, and leverage them like crazy. I believe every woman has a set of superpowers waiting to be discovered. Oprah Winfrey, Ava DuVernay, Michelle Obama, Kamala Harris. We all know these sisters and their superpowers. What comes to mind when you think about Oprah? What are her greatest superpowers? Perhaps you think about her grounded presence, her confidence when she's speaking on camera, or her ability to build something where nothing stood before, to build a school, to build a media empire, to build a movement. And then there's Ava's creativity and imagination, Michelle's poise and grace under pressure, and Kamala's courage, tenacity, and grit. Just like these incredible women, you were also born with priceless gifts. These innate talents are your superpowers. Oftentimes, these superpowers are hidden for a variety of reasons. Perhaps because as a kid, lots of adults told you to tone it down and shut your mouth or to stick to the plan. Or because teachers told you that you were too quiet or too loud or just too much. Or because your schools encouraged you to conform to the norm rather than shine. Or because you were oppressed or neglected in some way, large or small. Let me ask you a question. Who were you before the world told you who you should be? Can you remember? That person, that shining, confident, radiant version of yourself, is where your superpowers reside. And if you're thinking, I don't know if I've ever felt radiant and confident in my whole life, that's okay. Even if they've been lost, suppressed, or forgotten, your superpowers can always be reclaimed again. During the 2018 Democratic primary, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a little-known 29-year-old bartender and waitress from the Bronx, New York, beat out 10-term Democratic Congressman Joe Crowley, the Democratic caucus chair. At the start of the Ocasio-Cortez campaign video, she says, "Women like me aren't supposed to run for office." Many said she was too young. She had not previously held elected office. She did not have access to wealth, social influence, or power. And she was hardly given any media time by the mainstream media. But she didn't let that stop her. Age ain't nothing but a number to her. She went from no name to household name, from bartender to lawmaker. she tapped into her superpowers. And Netflix reportedly paid $10 million for a campaign documentary featuring the newly elected Congresswoman and Democratic Party crasher. She connected with her community in an authentic way and used her tenacity, high energy, and emotional intelligence to become the youngest woman to ever be elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. What are Ocasio-Cortez's superpowers? Her just-like-us reliability factor, oratorical skills, brilliance, fearlessness, and high-octane energy. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is building her next-level life. It's all happening because she's using her superpowers instead of ignoring them. If you're ready to live your next-level life, the first step is to identify your biggest superpowers, own them, and leverage them like crazy, even when others have counted you out. Not sure what your superpowers are? One of the best ways to discover your superpowers is to write down what fills you with joy. Not what fills your parents, friends, spouse, partner, mentor, or teachers with joy, but you. Grab some paper and a pen and answer the following questions. 1. When do you feel the most alive? 2. When do you feel happy, energized, or full of joy? 3. What are your natural strengths, things you've always been good at? 4. What piques your curiosity? Are there topics, ideas, hobbies, pursuits, or activities that you feel naturally drawn to? 5. What types of praise or compliments do you tend to receive? For example, do people compliment you for your patience, for your compassion, for your sense of humor, for your listening skills, for your impeccable organizational skills, for your creativity, or perhaps something else? 6. It's not always about breaking the rules, but rewriting them instead. When you think about the world as it currently is, what changes do you want to make? As you roll through these questions, see if you notice any patterns, themes, or similarities. Perhaps, like Ocasio-Cortez, you'll notice that political advocacy is when you shine brightest. Or perhaps, like me, you'll notice that mentoring and empowering other women is what brings you the greatest joy. Or perhaps you'll notice that there's a particular skill, writing, speaking, teaching, interviewing, coaching, inspiring, entertaining, leading, healing, supporting, nurturing, designing, building, fundraising, moving people to tears or laughter, making things aesthetically beautiful, or something else that feels like a strong superpower for you. Once you have identified your superpowers, it's time to leverage them. Ask yourself, how could I start using my superpowers every day? How could I start using my superpowers at my current job, in my community? How could I bring my superpowers into the center of my life and really use them, not ignore them? Leveraging your superpowers might feel scary because it might mean stepping away from the plan that society has laid out for you. Feel the fear, but don't let it stop you. Claim your superpowers and start using them. This is the first big, brave step you must take, the first move toward your next level life. Rule number 2. Find your next level friends. Surround yourself with friends who energize you, motivate you, inspire you, open doors for you, and make your world bigger. Behind every female powerhouse is a tight-knit community of women lifting her higher. Oprah has Gail. B has Solange. Speaking personally, I could not have achieved any of my biggest triumphs, including founding the Miss Black USA pageant and scholarship foundation, or co-founding Diabetes Awareness Day in West Africa without a strong tribe of sisters behind me. I hope you've already got at least 5 amazing Gale-level friends in your life, but if you don't, now is the time to find those next-level friends. The spirit-awakening, butt-kicking, lift you up higher than you've ever been before women who will cheer you on and take you to new heights. Call it a clan. Call it a tribe. Call it a family. No matter what you call it, it's going to bring you to a whole new level of success. It's so powerful to have a circle of sisters waiting with open arms to elevate you, to help you articulate your dreams, to weigh in on ways you can get there, to grow your professional network, and to encourage you to step into a life full of impact and adventure. Sisters hold sacred space for you and hold you accountable for your expansion into it. Sisters keep you going when you're ready to give in. Sisters see your blind spots, your best qualities, and your potential. Sisters see you as you are and as you are meant to be. And if you need a little devotion, they'll pray for you too. Imagine what you could accomplish with the power of 5 badass ladies in your corner. You could write that book, leave that career in favor of one that fulfills you, heal that painful relationship, ask for that raise, give your first TED Talk, start that charity or 6-figure startup, visit that country, discover your superpowers and leverage them like crazy. Have you ever heard that you are the sum total of the 5 people you spend the most time with? It's time to stop hanging with people who have your problem and time to start hanging with people who have your solution. I remember who I was before I found my next level Gale friends and how far I've come since then. When I began to consciously build my sisterhood, it was as if the clouds parted in my favor. Having an attorney in my circle was not on my to-do list, but the day I met Lisa Walker Esquire, my game changed and net worth tripled. My brother suggested we meet, so I arranged a power lunch at a small Italian restaurant in my neighborhood with nothing on the agenda other than girl talk, good wine tasting, and risotto. Lisa, a very accomplished attorney, walked in the restaurant oozing with confidence. My mind went straight to Meghan Markle's character in Suits. I quickly pulled out pearls. Over the next 3.5 hours, we shared life stories, laughed, and charted a new course for my nonprofit and my next level life. Some people are just gifted with genius, intuition, discernment, and the ability to cut through to the root of your stuff to pull out the you that you are meant to be. And that's Lisa on a whole other level. This sister is also licensed to practice law before the United States Supreme Court. Just being in her presence makes you better. As we departed the restaurant, Lisa paused, looked toward me, and said, "I'm going to be your attorney," waving hands to the sky, saying thank you to the Most High. Since then, Lisa has become more than a legal advisor. She's a sister, confidant, mentor, and friend. Note to self, highly successful women think differently and can see your blind spots. There's not a single thing that happens in my life now that I don't consult with Lisa on or seek out her advice about. I've learned so much from her about being a boss, business negotiations, and life. She's even introduced me to her power network. Clearly, the universe knew who I needed in this new season of unlimited possibilities. New opportunities arose from seemingly nowhere. I was introduced to people I'd always wanted to meet and invited to exotic destinations I'd always wanted to go to. That's what I want for you, too. Imagine what you could accomplish if you strategically cultivated your inner circle. If you want to uplevel your life and career, You've got to upgrade the quality of people you allow into your world. Surround yourself with grade A encouragement, and you'll rise to the top. Surround yourself with complainers, pessimists, naysayers, bullies, losers, users, and abusers, and you'll sink to the lowest common denominator. Who has your back? Who's your Gale? Who are your next-level Gale friends? Today, 1. Identify the people who lift you up. Write down the names of everyone in your inner circle of love and trust, friends, family, teachers, your pastor or spiritual mentor. Take a moment to thank each person for their continued love and encouragement. Send a text. Send a gift. Never take these people for granted. 2. Identify the people who drag you down. Take a good, hard look at the relationships in your life that pull you down. Relationships that exhaust you, drain you, or leave you feeling weakened instead of strong. These people are not your next level friends. Sooner or later, you'll need to eliminate or renegotiate those relationships. Your confidence and success depends on it. 3. Reach out to one person you'd like to know better. You know that fabulous, shining, charismatic, confident woman that you've admired from afar? The woman who's using her superpowers to the fullest. Reach out. Invite her to an event. Congratulate her on one of her recent victories. Or tell her about your latest project. Invite her into your life and see if she's open to sparking or deepening a friendship with you. When you upgrade your circle of friends, you upgrade your entire life. Rule number 3. Expand your horizons. How to expand your mind and unlock new doors with travel, networking, mentoring, and hidden opportunities you might not even know about. Mindset is everything. Most of us spend so much time focusing on the problem instead of the solution. We obsess over the door that's locked. No, why? Instead of looking at the wide open window that's right there, just 2 feet away. This is the type of mindset that's keeping you from stepping into your next level life. Instead of saying, "How am I going to do this?" we need to start saying, "I know there's a way to do this. Maybe I don't see it yet, but I'll figure it out. I can't wait to see how this unfolds." We need an expansive mindset, not a constricted one. It's the things that we can't see that lead us to our ultimate destination. Ruth didn't look back to what was familiar. She stepped out on faith. Courage brought her to her divine destiny. So often in our lives, obstacles are merely opportunities in disguise. Losing my so-called dream job was one of the best things that ever happened to me. Of course, it didn't seem like it at the time. Over and over again, I kept asking myself, "Why did this happen to me? What am I going to do now? How am I going to pay my bills?" I had just purchased a new car, and the monthly payments weren't cheap. How was I going to pay for it with no income? But the flip side was that losing my job forced me to think differently. It forced me to think outside the box. It forced me to step outside my comfort zone. It also taught me that when times get tough, your network is worth more than gold. Or as I like to say, your network is your net worth. Even in the midst of my unemployment panic state, I understood that worrying never solves anything. Action does. So I set up a lunch date with a colleague who worked for the same company. Yes, the same company I used to work at prior to being let go. I respected my colleague's opinions and valued her friendship. Not once did she ever allow me to shrink, think small, or give up. In fact, oftentimes, she had more confidence in my abilities than I did. During our lunch, she suggested that I present a proposal to the powers that be.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?